The news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
On Saturday, the number of patient discharges from hospital increased by 44% compared to a week ago. This has been attributed to hospital staff working additional shifts to free up bed capacity. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Just over 400 patients were discharged from hospital on Saturday, as compared with 278 patients on the same day the previous week. The HSE attributes this increase in discharges to a surge in staff who've worked extra shifts in the interests of patient welfare. The Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, has welcomed the increased focus on patient discharges over the weekend and thanked all healthcare staff for their extra work in helping to achieve this. However, the Social Democrats co-leader Roisin Shortall has said it was a disgrace that additional home care, step-down beds and spare private hospital beds hadn't been deployed weeks ago.
Speaking on this programme, the Social Democrats co-leader Roisin Shortall said the health system needs significant reform.
At any one time, there's between 500 and 600 people who are ready to be discharged, but who can't leave acute hospitals because there's no community care for them, no home care or no step-down facilities. And this is just an example of how dysfunctional the health service is. I mean, we shouldn't have this situation. Everybody's talking about the need for extra beds, and yet there's potential for an additional 600 beds. And the way in which we organise the health service means that those beds are not available. So there is a need for very fundamental reform in the way we run our health service.
Brazilian security forces reclaimed the Congress building in the capital, Brasilia, after thousands of supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro stormed the seat of government yesterday evening. Hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested and a pro-Bolsonaro camp has been dismantled. Mr. Bolsonaro condemned the attack on public buildings and denied he had incited the invasion of Congress. The right-wing former president was narrowly defeated by his left-wing rival, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, in October's presidential election. Mr. Bolsonaro never formally conceded defeat and left the country for Florida the day before his term ended. Mr. Lula da Silva said the protesters will be punished.
These people must receive an exemplary punishment. These people must be punished in such a way that no one ever again dares, with the national flag on their backs or wearing the Brazil football jersey, to pretend to be nationalists, to pretend to be Brazilians, to do what they did today. This had never happened before.
The Department of Transport has warned all seagoing vessels and aviation authorities of a satellite launch around the ocean area south of Cork and Kerry tonight and the possibility of rocket debris falling from the sky. The warning relates to the mid-air launch by Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit of a number of satellites. Joe McGrady reports.
This unusual event over Irish waters has been months in the planning by Virgin Orbit, a commercial satellite launch company. It begins around 10 p.m. when a repurposed 747 jumbo jet with a 21-metre rocket slung under its wings takes off from Newquay Airport in Cornwall in England. It will fly south of Ireland until it reaches cruising altitude of 35,000 feet. At that point, the rocket, containing 9 satellites, will drop from the 747, ignite its engines and ascend into space. Mariners, fishers and airlines have been advised of temporary danger in the area from 10 p.m. until 1 a.m. prior to and immediately after the launch, and have been advised to avoid the area by authorities.
The final litter survey of 2022 has shown that three quarters of the 40 cities and towns surveyed across Ireland were clean, compared to just over half this time last year. The list, which is compiled by the Irish Business Against Litter Alliance, states that Naas in County Kildare is the cleanest town in Ireland. Aaron McElroy reports.
Altogether, 11 of the 40 cities and towns surveyed across Ireland were marked as cleaner than European norms, with Naas coming top of the rankings and Kilkenny and Maynooth following suit in joint second. Urban areas improved by 12%, yet they continue to occupy the lower positions in the Irish Business Against Litter rankings. Improving on last year's list, Dublin city centre rose to moderately littered, as did Galvone in Limerick, recording one of its best scores in recent years. The report added that many sites were let down, not just because of casual litter, but due to the presence of dumped items such as dirty nappies. Man in Cork is the only area in the rankings classified as seriously littered, with Antashka reporting dumping as a definite issue. The Alliance stated that its findings bolstered the case for a deposit return scheme, which is due to be introduced next year. This scheme will see consumers paying a deposit for bottles and cans, which they can reclaim on returning their containers to a retailer or other collection point.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Future-proof your comfort with the biofuel-compatible Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Blustery today with scattered showers and sunny spells. Showers will become mostly confined to the northern half of the country in the afternoon, before largely dying out this evening. Fresh to strong and gusty westerly winds will ease later, with highest temperatures 6 to 9 degrees. And there's a status yellow warning that west to northwest winds will reach gale force 8 this morning, from Roches Point to Rossall Point to Howth Head and on the Irish Sea north of Anglesey.